My name is Kathy Reed. I'm a cellist with the orchestra, and I've known Maestro Savalas since before he became music director, when he was one of our regular guest conductors.
And what are your strong impressions and memories of the man and the musician?
Well, I have impressions and a few stories as well, but my impressions are that he was indeed a musician's musician. He was completely dedicated to the music and giving 100% every concert. However, it never felt dictatorial. He was always a very collaborative individual, and one of the things he would always say is, "Ladies and gentlemen, help me, please," you know, and we would go on and then execute an idea that he was trying to achieve in rehearsal. He didn't bring agenda to the podium. He was completely focused on, "Ladies and gentlemen, let's do our best and just work in rehearsal towards achieving that goal. And these are my thoughts and my ideas, and please let's work together to achieve those." And just the incredibly high level of musicianship that he brought. I do remember that after he left us, he was very, very famous for writing us letters and notes, like over the holidays and in January, that kind of thing. And he always said that his 10 years with us was the highlight of his career. And that meant so much to me personally, and I'm sure to him as well.
He conducted music on the podium and made beautiful music with you, but he seemed to have a deep affection for the members of the orchestra, and you developed relationships offstage as well?
To a certain extent. I didn't have a personal relationship with him offstage, but I'm sure the people that played chamber music with him had that additional time to develop that kind of relationship. But he was always open and excited to discuss music with you. If you had heard a recording that excited you, or if you'd found an obscure piece of music that you felt that he had to listen to or had to hear, he was always open to that. He was just 24/7, ate, slept, and breathed music all the time, and that was just very inspiring. He could appear to be reserved, and he could appear to be a little bit intimidating at times, but underneath all of that, underneath the suit that he wore every day and that very proper appearance that he projected, he had an incredible love and dedication to this orchestra. And he may not always verbalize it, but you could tell. You could just tell with his facial expression, his gestures, and the involvement that he gave to this orchestra with every concert. It was always there.
Jonathan Beeler, I've been a violinist in the orchestra since 1976.
And when did you first meet Maestro Savalas?
Sometime after 1976.
How would you describe his music-making style on stage?
Well, I've been thinking about this a lot, and conductors tend to have big egos. That's no secret. There's this whole cult around people like Toscanini and Stokowski and everything, and Savalas was the direct opposite of that. It was all about the music with him, no ego at all. He had been there, done that, had such a long career. He had nothing to prove to anyone. He just wanted to make music, and it was fantastic.
Did he have any style of communication on stage?
He was very direct and very clear in what he wanted, but it was never a personal thing, either from him or directed at any player in the orchestra. It was all about how best to communicate what the composer had in mind. He just looked at the score, and it was like he was kind of the intermediary between the score and what came out of the orchestra.
He took the orchestra on a lot of tours, too, to various places. What was it like touring with him?
It was fantastic, because every concert, he gave everything. I remember we once played a concert. It was in a big auditorium in Argentina. I think the place must have held close to 10,000 people, and a fairly large audience, probably of a couple of thousand people, showed up. But it still looked like there was nobody there, and the place had no acoustics because it was this big, huge barn of a place. But he conducted as though it was opening night in Carnegie Hall, and we played one of the best concerts I can remember, even in that place. It was fantastic.
What was he like offstage
Well, he did have a sense of humor, and he was certainly very friendly, but I would say the one word that occurs to me is dignified. I remember when he retired, it's kind of customary when a conductor retires here. I've been through Ormandy and Muti and Savalish and Eschenbach and now Yannick, of course. But when a conductor retires, they'll kind of offer him a huge show, and he could do Mahler or Strauss opera or anything with a cast of thousands. And Savalish decided that he wanted to do the Beethoven Missa Solemnis, which is, of course, late Beethoven in a very cerebral work. It has a chorus, but actually a fairly small orchestra. But this is the last statement he wanted to make with the orchestra, and the performance was transcendent. I'll never forget it.
I'm Mark Giuliati. I'm the co-principal bassoonist, and I've been a member of the orchestra since 1982. And I was with Savalish for the entire time that he was music director. Of course, we had worked with him as a guest conductor before that, and he was really one of our very favorite guest conductors. And when he became music director, it was just like a glove fitting a hand perfectly. It was a seamless transition.
Can you describe what it was like to play under him? Like, what was he like on stage? How did he communicate? Did he have a particular style? Or
he was technically one of the clearest conductors that we've worked with. So easy to follow. And he had such a deep understanding of the music that we played with him, particularly the music in his own repertoire. The German core repertoire, Bruckner, Wagner, no one did it like him. And you could just look in his eyes and you could tell exactly what he wanted musically. And we responded to that. It was a great experience, great experience.
He felt it was important to share music with the rest of the world, and how he took you to places that you had not been before.
We did. We took a lot of the big Strauss tone poems on tour with us. But the one that comes to mind is the Domestic Symphony of Strauss. And when we, of course, we performed it in Philadelphia with him before we would take it on tour. And he would tell us the story of what the music meant, what each segment, each movement in the music was meant to be. Of course, this was the story of Strauss' domestic life, and he had us completely involved in not only what we were playing on the text, but what the meaning of this music was. And of course, in the performances, he couldn't talk, but we knew exactly what he was thinking. And there were occasions when he would speak to an audience and give them a little bit of insight into this music also. And it was quite an experience. But he took us to North Vietnam. Of course, we had not been there before. And I believe the first concert we did was a concert for children. And he was so excited about this because these were children that had never gotten to experience this type of thing before. And he was just, he was in seventh heaven doing that. He was a very special man.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.